This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome one and all to show number 8 of the Bizarro. We attempt to provide you with a different look of our wondrous, if not really weird, world. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your jungle guide as we traverse through the lush vegetation of the bazaar. Everything you hear is 100% true, so please stay close and don't touch anything that moves as we now beat a path towards Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro news.
A 8,000-calorie burger has gone on sale in the United States. The quadruple bypass burger has 4 slabs of beef weighing 2 pounds, 3 cheese layers, 4 strips of bacon, lettuce, and tomato. The Heart Attack Grill in Tempe, Arizona has wheelchairs to carry customers out of the restaurant when they're through eating. Customers can also order the smaller triple bypass burger and the flatliner fries cooked in pure lard. According to The Sun, a spokesman said, "You have to be a real man to dine here." A Romanian teenager may need surgery after she swallowed her toothbrush. The 15-year-old girl, named only as Andrea V. from Valdecina in the Sucavia County, went into the hospital saying she had accidentally swallowed the toothbrush. However, her friends told the doctors she swallowed the toothbrush while imitating some extreme moves she saw in an adult movie. The toothbrush did show up in the x-ray in the girl's stomach, and doctors say if it does not come out naturally, they will have to operate. A soldier is being treated for his injuries after setting off a firework between his buttocks. The 22-year-old who told his pals he was bored with the fireworks display copied the stunt from a Jackass movie. He then dropped his trousers and slipped a powerful black cat thunderbolt between the cheeks of his backside. A friend of his set the firework alight, and the soldier then bent over as the firework exploded in a shower of sparks. Laughing witnesses at the Sunderland event filmed the episode on a video phone, not realizing that their mate was badly hurt. The soldier, who had recently returned from a tour of duty in Iraq, ended up in the Sunderland Royal Hospital, where he is being treated for a scorched colon and other injuries. John Woodhead, the chairman of the Fireworks Association, said that he had never heard of such an incident like it in his 45 years. Mr. Woodhead also added, "This sort of thing is beyond belief. We have spent a long time working with the government to create laws that make fireworks safer and better for the public. This incident is very concerning, but hopefully just an isolated one." A New York firm is making waves in the beauty world with its new range of hair coloring dyes for your pubic hair. Betty Beauty, which bills its products as color for the hair down there, has been featured on television and in magazines such as Vogue. Its founder, Nancy Gericchi, came up with the idea when she was living in Rome 3 years ago. She noticed as women left the hair salon, the colorist would discreetly slip them little brown bags. They would receive it with such delight, kiss, kiss, and away they would go. Curious, she asked the receptionist what the women were getting in those little brown bags. She was told it is to match the hair down there. Gericchi worked with a chemist and a toxicologist to develop a gentle, no-drip formulation with a special application tool. Betty Beauty is now sold in 5 colors: Brown Betty, Blonde Betty, Auburn Betty, Black Betty, and Fun Betty, which is bright pink, all of them priced around £10 a box. BettyBeauty.com also sells t-shirts that ask, "Is your Betty ready?" And the firm says its products are not just aimed at women. Men can be Bettys too, Gericchi said. Australian scientists have invented a t-shirt that allows air guitarists to play actual music as they strum through the air. The wearable instrument shirt was created by scientists from the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization. The shirt has sensors in each elbow and sleeves that detect and interpret the air guitarist arm movements. One arm chooses chords and the other strums imaginary strings. The gestures are then connected wirelessly to guitar audio samples to generate the music. Researchers specializing in computing, musical composition, and textile manufacturing combined their skills to create this musical t-shirt. The technology, which is adaptable to almost any kind of apparel, takes clothing beyond its traditional role of protection and fashion into the realms of entertainment. A engineer for the company, Richard Helmer, said, "It's easy to use, virtual instruments that allow real-time music making, even by players without significant musical or computing skills." A Ohio family is suing Greyhound after the contents of a bus's toilet were dumped through their opened car sunroof. Robert and Angela Stokes and their three children, aged 9, 10, and 22, were covered with feces, urine, and toilet paper, reports the Toledo Blade. The family from Ottawa County were returning from a Mother's Day meal at a Toledo restaurant when it all happened. They were following a Greyhound bus on the interstate highway when the content of the bus's sanitaria tanks were suddenly dumped onto their 4x4 vehicle. The waste went through the open windows and sunroof of their Ford Explorer, drenching all five family members. "My client was driving in heavy traffic. They had nowhere to go. What could they do?" said Robert Bryce, an attorney for the family. Despite being covered with waste, Mr. Stokes followed the bus to obtain its identification information and registration number. The Stokes are seeking more than $80,000 in damages from Greyhound for damage to the vehicle, their clothing, plus medical treatments and testing for infectious diseases. The Stokes vehicle was declared a total loss by their insurance company because the stench and filth could not be removed, even though the interior had been steam cleaned many times. Greyhound has declined to comment.
Bizarro Holidays.
Your monthly observances for November include National Alzheimer's Disease Month, National American Indian Heritage Month, National Authors Day Month, National Family Caregivers Month, National Home Care and Hospice Month, National Georgia Pecan Month, and National Impotency Month. Your weekly observances are Green Ribbon Awareness Week, National Hunger Week, Homeless Awareness Week, and Home Care Aid Week. Your daily calendar is, on the 15th, National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day, American Recycles Day, George Spelvin Day, I Love to Write Day, and the National Educational Support Professionals Day. On the 16th, it's Button Day, International Day for Tolerance, and the National Great American Smokeout Day.
So please, non-smokers, be real tolerant to those that aren't smoking, as they might be a little irritable!
On the 17th, it's Homemade Bread Day and Take a Hike Day. On the 18th, it's Mickey Mouse Day, Occult Day, Married to a Scorpio Support Day, National Family Volunteer Day, Push Button Phone Day, and National Survivors of Suicide Day. On the 19th, it's Remembrance Day and Have a Bad Day Day. On the 20th, it's Absurdity Day, Universal Children's Day, African Industrialization Day, National Adoption Day, Name Your PC Day, and Transgender Day of Remembrance.
And don't even think about celebrating the last two by naming your computer Pat or Kim. I don't think that's what they had in mind.
On the 21st, it's Pumpkin Pie Day, World Hello Day, and False Confessions Day, also World Television Day.
Bizarro Facts!
It takes approximately 0.3 seconds to blink your eyes. An average home creates more pollution than does the average car. The Carnival made its North American debut in the year 1894. Most dust particles in your house are made from dead skin. In New Mexico, over 11,000 people have visited a tortilla chip that appears to have the face of Jesus Christ burnt into it. One out of every four kids in the United States is overweight. According to research, the most productive workday is Tuesday, and the least productive is Friday. Approximately 10.5 gallons of water is used in the dishwasher, whereas washing the dishes by hand can use up to 20 gallons of water. A man named Charles Osborne had the hiccups for approximately 69 years. Starting in the year 1869, Austria was the very first country to use postcards. The largest diamond that was ever found was 3,106 carats big. The cesium atom in the atomic clock beats over 9 billion times a second. A galactic year is 250 million Earth years. This is the time it takes for our solar system to make one revolution around the Milky Way galaxy. Franklin D. Roosevelt was the first televised president at the opening ceremonies of the New York World's Fair in April of 1939. Speaking of television, the first toilet ever seen on TV was on Leave It to Beaver. The very first CD ever pressed in the United States was Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. Bill Gates' spacious house was partially designed using a Macintosh computer. If you lock your knees while standing long enough, you will pass out. Tom Sawyer was the very first novel written on a typewriter. Apples, not caffeine, are more efficient at waking you up in the morning. The first owner of the Marlboro Cigarette Company died of lung cancer.
Well, friends, that's going to wrap it up for show number 8. We hope you've enjoyed it. Perhaps you'll drop us a line and let us know. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground.
That's all, folks.